This is Winning at Life. You found us, the Daily Wrap. Live financial talk today. 504-260-0995. I am your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, this is the show for you. Boy, are you lucky. We have a Hall of Fame financial advisor across the table here, Gregory. He will answer your questions. 504-260-0995. If you want to go ahead and get ready for the numbers segment, you can follow along on the exact same charts and graphs we're looking at. Go to winningatlife.com or the Winning at Life app. And the app will also let you call the show, or you can float in a text. And a lot of good financial stuff to run by on the show today. But can I start with what is easily the biggest financial story, at least in the region? And Gregory, you sent me the text this morning. The Supreme Court started their season today, and it runs through the end of June. And one of the first things they announce is sports betting is now legal in Mississippi. We had to get there a roundabout way. A while back, New Jersey changed their laws to try and allow sports betting, but that ran afoul of a federal statute. And so the case went to the courts, and then it got escalated to the Supreme Court. Mississippi, in a very clever fashion, is watching what's happening from afar. And they went ahead and changed their laws recently that says whenever the Fed lifts the ban, whenever that law gets struck down, then we have legal sports betting in the casinos of Mississippi. It's not quite as open as it is in Nevada, but it will mimic what's going on in New Jersey. And there will only be three places as it stands right now that will have legal sports betting, and that was the first step was taken today. Gregory, your thoughts before I get to some of this audio here?
If you've put any thought into it, you're wondering why this was up for consideration. Yeah, we had a federal law, but how do you do it in one state and not the others? Be interesting at the core reason they came to, but that'd be a lengthy read, but I'm not like shocked, but it is a game changer.
Well, I like the way the statement reads too, because it was done on the basis of the 10th Amendment saying, well, the federal government doesn't have the right to tell the legislatures of the states what they can and can't do outside of what's dictated in the Constitution. And the Constitution doesn't say anything about betting on sports. But there's all kinds of conflicts here. If that was the law of the land, then how have we had legal sports betting in Nevada? How can it be illegal for all other states, but there was a carve out for Nevada this whole time? There was something not right about that.
Yeah. Leads me to ask other questions.
Yeah. Like how did they get that? And what else is anyway, I want to take two views of this. Let's take the national view first. They've got the guy from DraftKings. His name is Jason Robbins. And he was making the case that they're already ready for this decision. They have a platform ready to roll out, and they will be jumping in on the sports betting industry soon. And he was talking to Charles Payne this afternoon.
You've got a built-in audience already for this. Yeah. I mean, this is your advantage right here. You've got an enormous built-in audience of people who you know are rabid sports fans. They engage. I mean, this is going to be potentially enormous windfall for you.
I agree. I mean, that's the thing we're most excited about is almost 80% of our customers today say they already bet illegally on the black market with sports. Now we just got to convince them they're going to have a better time doing it with us.
That's a frying pan to the face, Gregory. 80% of people who go to DraftKings and use their fantasy sports app also admit to gambling illegally. That's higher than I thought. I didn't know it was that popular.
I didn't either.
And then Jason also says from DraftKings that the concern about, you know, this could increase gambling problems. He says this actually may help with problems from gambling.
But you can sit in your living room and really rack up some massive losses, couldn't you?
Well, the thing people don't realize is that's happening today. Most of the illegal black market is done online through companies that are located offshore, and they all have online and mobile presence. So it's actually not
changing. Are you doing anything, though, to make sure that people don't
Absolutely.
Lose everything?
So that's the good thing about making it regulated is when it's unregulated, there's no rules. When it's regulated, we actually have rules around know your customer, making sure that we Right. have limits in place, making sure that people who want to self-exclude can self-exclude. All those things are possible in a regulated environment, Right. but they don't exist in an unregulated black market.
All right, that sounds all nice and we're going to see if he's will be proved right or wrong. But let's go look at the local level. WLOX, the TV station out of Biloxi, went and talked to Rick Carter from Island View Casino. And this is all happening. The decision came down this morning, and this is a soundbite from early this afternoon. And he says this is a game changer for the entire Gulf Coast.
Well, I thought this was a game changer for us. I mean, this is giving us another amenity that we can go out and market that makes us different than everybody else, and that is big.
Yeah, he goes on to make the case that Island View is going to get a big boost out of this, and they've already been planning for it and basically having their fingers crossed that this would happen for them.
And what could this mean to a property like Island View? I mean, just in terms of generating new excitement and new revenue.
Dave, the competition for the casino business has become so tremendous. I mean, when we passed a law back in 1989, that it was Mississippi Gulf Coast, it was Nevada, and it was New Jersey. Now it's in about 46 states. And so anytime you have something a little extra that nobody else has, it could be the potential could be tremendous. And I believe that it's going to mean a lot for the state, and it's going to mean a tremendous amount for the river counties that are struggling right now. And I think the potential could be huge.
Where do you think the potential is for sports betting on the coast, Gregory?
It's going to be pretty big. Where else is it?
It will be in Nevada, Jersey, and Mississippi again. They will have this hub that no one else has.
2 years from now, where else will it be?
If it's in New Orleans, that's really going to suck a lot of the attention away from the coast. But if not, I mean, you can go look at the coast. If they didn't change.
Oh, no. How many casinos are in New Orleans?
One.
Okay. How many's on the coast?
A lot of great ones.
Yeah. And they're big. It's going to be big there.
But the people in New Orleans, the guys in charge, they'll be seeing all the money that's going to the neighbors, and they'll want a piece of that.
So you're saying
action.
They've got to remodel that place?
I'm saying that they'll let Harrah's. They'll let their little exception to the rule, maybe have another exception to the rule, as long as they get the proper kickbacks. But look, if they didn't change the law in 1989, how different would that coast look than it does right now? How big was that change? What would be on the beach in Biloxi and Gulfport if not for casinos, if not for that change in law?
Sand.
So now the next question, right, it becomes... Check out this timeline. Apparently, Rick Carter and the boys at Island View, they've already had their plans made, and they're just ready to execute it.
Where are you aware of kind of what the next sort of step is in this, and then where you guys go from there?
We've talked about it, but until I know that it's definitely the way it's going to be, I don't really need to make statements about it. But I hope that we will be ready to take bets within 90 days.
Within 90 days?
You know, I'm always optimistic that you can do something faster than some people say you can, but I think it's possible.
It's going to be here in time for football season, maybe, Gregory. 90 days, that's just about the time. Isn't that a weird coincidence? It'll be ready right about the time we have the kickoff to the football season. Because isn't that about what 90 days is?
Yeah.
I might have to
right
do
there.
It.
Right there. Big time.
I think I'm going to have to go do it just once, just because of the novelty and cool, and it's kind of historic and just want to be a part of it. You want to come over there one weekend? Just make a Sunday trip over there and drop a couple bucks on a football game?
No.
All right, well, I'm do good. It. I'll let you know how it goes. I'm pretty excited about this, Gregory.
Have fun.
Well, look, it was kind of cool because we talked about it on the weekly wrap. We talked about how this could happen just as soon as Monday, but we'll probably know by the end of June. And then, sure enough, you sent me the text this morning, and we are good to go. All right, so that was the big local news story. Oh, and the phones are working. If you want to give us a call, 504-260-0995, 504-260-0995. All right, Gregory, busy time in the office today, and I was talking to one of the team members there. And she commented to me, hey, a lot of the stuff that you're pulling and putting on the website, on the Facebook and on the YouTube channel across multimedia and social media is a lot of Social Security stuff. About half of what you pulled in the last 2 to 3 months has been Social Security related.
And I looked back and she's right, it is, but I wasn't doing that on purpose. Is there any explanation? Is it Social Security season? Or is that just a coincidence?
It's a coincidence, and everyone knows if you've got a Social Security question, you call this show. If your friends have a Social Security question, where do you tell them to call? Go.
Call Gregory.
Yeah. That's part of it. We own the space. But if you need to talk about your 401k, IRAs, where are you on the retirement path? What's your number? You still call the show. You know, what's going on with gold, Bitcoin? You call here. But we do a good job at directing topics as well. I'm going through a whole lot of new material I have here, just pages and pages. Let's see, what is this I'm looking at here? This could be some good stuff. IRA trusts. Yeah. How an IRA trust works after death. Let's see, what else do we have on that? Comparison about trust tax rates, individual tax rates, there's a three-step process for IRA trusts. What else we got here? Naming a trust as an IRA beneficiary, the basics of that. Naming trust, once again, what you should know or when you should and when you shouldn't do that. Yeah, there are times you've got to be careful with those things like that. Hey, we can even talk about it now.
Yeah. Usually when you have something that's on your laptop, it's what's left over from work. And that's kind of the cool thing about this show is, you know, for the day job you have as a financial advisor, you bring your work to the show a lot. Is this some case prep we're doing over here? You had to look something up because something came up in a conversation.
Well, actually, you know, I'm looking at, this is probably what it looks like for me to go to my IRA training here in a couple of days. You see that? How many inches is that?
It's about 3 inches worth of binders.
About 3 inches worth of binders. And I'm headed there this week for more training.
All right, financial situation, call Gregory, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Hi, this is Dennis Asaf of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society announcing the final production of our 40th season. Alice in Wonderland is a ballet in two acts retelling the classic Lewis Carroll story in the form of dance. It is set to unforgettable music by Peter Tchaikovsky. Alice in Wonderland, the ballet, plays May 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
Nobody does potatoes like we do. Spectacular Tubers, a meal and a baked potato and more. Enjoy our fresh ingredients, homemade sauces, and real cheeses. You'll love our ginormous crawfish tuber covered with etouffee sauce. Franchise opportunities available. Spectacular Tubers, a meal and a baked potato and more. Visit us at SpectacularTubers.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
One of the things you might want to consider doing is a financial stress test on your portfolio. Think about it. If 08 replayed itself again, do you know how it would affect your current portfolio? How much of a downturn would it be? Also, in good times, how much of the upside would you be able to gain? Would you really like to have an idea of where you're going in good times? What about the fees? Most folks don't realize how much they're paying in fees. You could be paying 2-3%, maybe even more. Or you could be paying just the right amount. Do a financial stress test and find out where you're headed on your financial path.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. Welcome, Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. Every evening, you know where to find us. 7 o'clock, right where you're listening. If you get away from that, now I've lost the Airstream, the air feed. That's it, the air feed. That's your radio, your car radio, your Bose radio in the house. That. If you can't pick that up, well, you can stream on your phone or your computer. It's called the Winning at Life app. And while you're there, download the iHeartRadio app also. It's the bomb. Those two work together really good. You can listen to our podcast. You can email. You can text the show. Just go to your app store and type in Winning at Life, and that'll take you to the free app. You can do it the old-fashioned way. Just call us 504-260-0995.
You want to hear something cool about the podcast? Whenever we have a good day, which is usually after Saturday, but you know, sometimes are just they're better than others. On our good days, though, we are the number two investing podcast nationwide. If you break it down by categories under investing, and there's one show that we can never beat. Or one podcast that we can never beat. And I think we might have more listeners than if you count our on-air product plus our podcast, but just podcasts alone. They're called Kryptonites. You know, Kryptonite like is what Superman's weakness, but they talk about cryptos and they're Knights, K-N-I-G-H-T. So it is a podcast about virtual currencies.
We cover that sometimes.
I guess they cover that only and all the time.
But yeah, what about when we cover it on a podcast? How do we rank?
We're still behind those guys.
Oh.
Yeah. But that tells you what kind of a fad that is. What sort of trend is it?
It was interesting. Saturday, I heard a commercial on the station, and it was some kryptonite teaching thing or whatever. And basically they're saying, oh, you've not missed it. It's not over. You think it's too late, but it's just beginning. You know, they're going with all the opposites and probably why you need to spend money so they can coach you up.
It's just beginning. No, don't get out now. Don't be scared. What could possibly go wrong?
Yes, that's the exact part I was thinking about.
But there's also a dual approach here, because there's the people who want to come and they want to listen to our entire show. And then there's the people who want to go study up on just what is affecting them right now. And so for now, what we've done is if you go to winningatlife.com and you go into the blog section, in the right hand margin is a bunch of categories. And if you go click through those categories, it will pop up all the entries we have that cover that topic. So categories, like an example, if you go click 401k. Over there, it'll pop up all the stuff that we've tagged with 401ks. If you go click Social Security, there will be about 18 videos from the show where we've dealt with different Social Security situations. There's an article from you in there, and I think there was one that we passed along from a Total Wealth Authority member. Something else was in there. But that's what we've done. And so if you're looking for something specific, if you're looking for something about RMDs or a reverse mortgage or your Social Security or, you know, just anything financial planning related, go check out those categories, GregoryRicks.com.
We've got a message from Gil. What is the interest if I withdraw my 401k before 59 and a half? When did he download the app?
Hey, Gil, welcome to the show, by the way. Welcome to the Winning at Life Nation.
Yeah, he downloaded the app minutes before he asked this question. It's a 10% penalty, not an interest. There's interest if you don't pay the penalty, but there's a 10% penalty if you withdraw the 401k before age 59 and a half. On top of the taxes. There you go.
Yeah, Gil. So what are you trying to get that money for? You're trying to pay off some debts. You're trying to settle up your mortgage. You got a business venture. There's usually a second question that follows that one because he wanted to get to that money for something, Gregory. All right. You want to do the numbers?
Yeah.
All right, Gil, if you want a further conversation, 504-260-0995.
The numbers.
Hey, welcome to the numbers segment. This is where we give you a snapshot of what happened in the financial world today. You can follow along on the exact same charts and graphs by going to winningatlife.com or downloading the Winning at Life app. And the Dow Jones continues the winning streak here. Am I mistaken? Is this 8 days in a row? Did I miss something? Because that's a lot of green on the short sheet as well. But yeah, 8 closing days in a row. Now, don't get too excited. We're nowhere near the record as of yet, but I think it's pretty safe to say we're breaking out of the doldrums that have kind of got us shook since the market took the big drop at the end of January. But the Dow Jones, it was up 0.3% today. The S&P was up 0.1%. NASDAQ up 0.1%. If the Russell hadn't lost a little bit of ground here, we'd have had green across the board on our indexes. 10-year treasuries.
And actually, before I give it, I'm just looking to see if we've closed at this point. Yeah, and I've not seen it. We closed at 3% today on the 10-year treasury yield. 3%. It's 3.00. That's where we are.
Good.
On 10-year treasury. So 30-year fixed mortgage, the math is really easy. It's 4.75%.
Yes, there's usually a little trail on that one, but that's what it'll be.
Crude oil was lower than this morning. It was below 71.05, but it closed at $71.05 for a barrel of crude oil. Gold at $1,314.10. Gosh, it's a little below its norm, which I kind of consider 1320 and out. Silver, pretty much at its norm. It's 1655. I kind of consider that 16 and a half, just like where those like to live.
When was the last time we got a silver call on this show? They used to be
sprinkled
in there at some point, but they've just dried up and gone away forever.
Yeah. Interesting discussion we had regarding gold. I think we ought to do that tomorrow evening. Let's have a gold discussion. Remember what we had in the meeting this morning?
That
kind of talk about how much gold's left on the planet, what the forecasters have for the weather of gold.
You use the proper term. Have we reached peak gold?
We may have, but where they're forecasting the real problem, and we'll talk about this tomorrow, so I'm going to leave you hanging, but you should tune in tomorrow. Is yeah, what the outlook is, and then my take was they're probably wrong. Just like peak oil, peak gold yeah. May not have made it yet.
I didn't know how much you've been watching these gold shows. What is it, Klondike Man or something like that? what are you watching where they're
Gold Rush is about the guys that go up in the Klondike. Well, there's some others in other parts of the country, but the good ones are up there in the Klondike. Kind of pulling out sprinkles of gold dust out of mountains of dirt. And that's A lot goes on up there. We'll talk more about that tomorrow night.
I look forward to that one. All right. Hey, the big winner on our short sheet here for the stocks. Look at this one. Little spunky startup Spotify was up over 2% today. But Spotify is one of those companies that, man, if you jump into this, you're taking a risk. You don't know what's going on in the streaming music world. You don't know what's going to happen with so many of the royalties and the regulations and the competition. It's just brutal. But people are jumping in, and Spotify liked it today. They were up 2%. You know, that stock's only existed for a couple months here, but its high was up at 168. So we're still off the high. I don't get too excited that it had a good day today. But that's our big mover up. One of our big movers down, Tesla. Do you hear anything new about Tesla, Gregory, other than same old?
Hey, one of those cars crashed into something and it didn't apply the brakes or whatever it's supposed to do. There was no skid marks.
Was human error involved? Because in some of these other crashes, human error has been involved. And a human error, I don't want to say caused the crash, but it was a factor in the crash. Because if that's the case, then I have sympathy for the auto driving cars. That one that hit the lady, I don't think that was the car's fault. The lady basically just appeared out of nowhere.
Well, the Tesla that crashed into the truck was on autopilot, the driver says. Crashed into the truck at 60 miles an hour on Friday. Told police she had the vehicle on autopilot feature turned on. Model S rear-ended a fire truck that was stopped at a red light around 6:30. South Jordan Police Department said witnesses said the vehicle's brakes didn't appear to be deployed just before the collision. 28-year-old driver.
Wait, this thing was going 60 and it hit a parked fire engine? And this lady's alive?
Oh. It folded everything. You can see the windshield is even folded. The whole...
That's by design. That's brilliant design right there.
Yeah, that car's done at that. Tesla co-founder Musk reacted to Twitter on Monday saying it was super messed up and that a crash resulting in a broken ankle is a front page news. He's spinning it.
Well, yeah, it's also a self-driving car. That's sort of historic and never happened before, but yeah, broken ankles, the news story. That's what we're focused on. All right. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
If you've been listening to Winning It Life for a while now, you probably already know that estate planning is more than just a will. You may need a trust. You definitely need both of your powers of attorney. So what's your plan? Hi, I'm Wes Blanchard, an estate planning attorney, offices in Metairie. Listen, don't leave your loved ones in a bind. Call me and we'll make you a plan or update your existing plan. Find me at wjblanchardlaw.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
If you like money, you will love the Winning at Life app. If you want to call the show or text Winning at Life right now, get the app. If you need to contact Gregory's office or any of the Total Wealth Authority, it's on the app. If you would like to stream the show live or on podcast, that's on the app too. It's free. Just a one-time login is all it takes to join the Winning at Life Nation. The Winning at Life app, your wallet's favorite app.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on.
This is Winning at Life. Join the Winning at Life Nation. Download the Winning at Life app. Follow us on Facebook. It's Gregory Ricks. Winning at Life. Women winning at life. There's more. What else? Instagram. Is that like at Gregory Ricks? What are all these things I'm on? Twitter, at Gregory Ricks.
Periscope's back up now.
We're on Facebook Live right now. Friend me. Periscope.
Mm-hmm.
That's connected to Twitter.
Yes.
At Gregory Ricks. 504-260-0995. I know you've got a social security question. Go ahead. Call me. Ask. 401k, mutual funds, stocks, gold, cryptos, whatever. It lights your fire on that. Hey, on the break, I'm going to bring you up to speed. You know, James, how come you were late for the meeting this morning?
This stinks. I was updating my car and it was watching the little dial turn because it was getting a new operating system. So I couldn't drive it for like a half hour.
Your car acts like my computer. Whenever I need to like do something, it's updating again. Oh, same for my phone. You know, we were talking off there. We had just covered Elon Musk's little rant on Twitter, but about his Model S crashing into a car. And I'm kind of thinking, okay, here, and there's more news on this. We'll break it to you right here. Let's see. Where was it I pulled that? She said, yeah, the 28-year-old driver told investigators that the Tesla semi-autonomous autopilot mode was activated and that she was looking at her phone just before impact. The truck driver suffered whiplash in the crash and she had a broken ankle. You saw the car, you wonder why she's alive. So here's this. So you can put it on this autopilot, the semi-autopilot mode, and now you don't have to be aware of where the car is going or what it's doing. I would think that you could maybe be more relaxed, tilt the seat back just slightly, remove your feet from the, pull them back. You don't have to be right at the pedals, and you can just barrel along at 60 miles an hour. But I just can't think, well, let me get me out a good book to read or cover my eyes with one of those sleeping cover thing. I'm going to just car wake me up, vibrate the seat when you pull into the driveway or something. I don't think that's the world we're in. Do you?
No,
I think we're probably a decade or so beyond that. This is a lot to get software to do in so many occasions. And then, you know, next time you're in an accident, the police, this is going to be the conversation one day. Well, what version do you have in the car? When was your last update?
Yeah. Did you
update the car? You know, you're not supposed to put it in that mode if you've not updated. Here, just give me a just, and they start plugging stuff into the dash of the car, seeing if you've done your, cause you're probably signing off that if you don't keep it updated, you are solely responsible. Well, I couldn't update. I would have been late for work. You know, your phone acts up if you skip the update for quite a while, then it, like, I've got to update. My email won't work at all. So that's probably where we're going, but I can't imagine flipping that on. You know, it'd be like on a jetliner. Pilots, oh yeah, we're on autopilot. Well, how come neither one of you are up front? Well, we're on autopilot. Nothing to worry about. It needs to land, it'll land. Really? I'm not flying on this airline.
I would be okay with that. I'd be like, the computer probably makes fewer mistakes.
You
than the
should
human.
Be monitor. Look, for us to go to where you just don't even get in the front seat of the car, get in the back, we're a long ways away, because right. I think you should be aware and monitoring. Here's the other problem is, well, your car might know where to go, but who do you usually, if you're driving like you're supposed to and drive defensively, you're supposed to be aware of everything in your driving environment. So you're telling me you don't have to worry about the other cars with humans driving? And then we go back to the day like, oh, autopilot didn't work. Well, it's supposed to work. It should have stopped the car. Well, back when they put steering wheels and brakes in the cars, you know, 100 years ago, well, like, why did this car wreck? It had a human driver that totally knew how to drive, knew when to press brakes, steer. Well, what's wrong? Were the brakes broken?
Did you?
It had a human. It had an actual human driving it. So we got a long. I'm just if you get that, we've got a long ways to go. We've got a long ways to go.
Here's another thing I think it'll help with is road rage. You know, if you feel like you've been wronged and you run some car off the road, who are you going to beat up? Like, sorry, dude, I was in the back seat. That wasn't me. You can go take a swing at the mainframe under the hood if you want. But you're going to hurt your knuckles. There goes road rage. Or are you mad at me? I wasn't driving. You have to go have a chat with the folks at Google then if you don't like how my car's behaving.
You know, road rage doesn't make sense. I mean, you and I talked about it recently. And, you know, is it the guy you know, people make errors. That's why we have wrecks, because of errors.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't see you in lane changing or whatever. So what? You're going beat them up because they made an error. Oh, well, you just slammed into the side of my car. What, they're going to road rage then? You know, mistakes happen. Relax. Make sure you get to the end of your day and get home.
Now, this doesn't make it logical, but this is the best explanation for road rage I've ever heard. And that's your parasympathetic nervous system gets juiced up. You release adrenaline because you're in a thing that weighs a couple tons, and this guy over here is in something that weighs a ton as well, and your life's on the line. A slight little mistake, a slight little jerk of the wheel, and you're both dead, and your kids grow up without a father, and you know, you die slow bleeding out on the side of the road. I mean, there's a lot on the line. Your life is at stake. So in that instance, it is the most important thing in the world and something you should be willing to fight over. But then logic kicks in for the most of us, for you and me, and be like, well, you know what? Maybe I won't go take a swing at that guy.
Well, here is what you've signed off on. As you get into a car, you have a likelihood, high likelihood of an accident. It's going to, you've never been in an accident, James?
Oh, absolutely.
I've been in accidents. Let me see how many accidents I've been in. I think two.
I've done a lot worse than that.
Yeah. And both times I made an error.
It happens.
It does.
It's what insurance is for. All right. If you,
I wasn't intentionally trying to do something, because believe me, I don't want to dent anything ever.
Yeah. You're a car guy.
There was no meaning to hurt anybody, and I didn't hurt. I hurt somebody's property, but it was an accident. I would not ever hurt somebody or intentionally. You know, let's go wreck something today. Demolition derby on I-59.
Yeah, it's only fun in video games.
Yeah.
All All right, so we did some fun stuff here. We talked about sports betting is now legal in Mississippi, and the guys at Island View say in 90 days expect something to be ready for you. We talked about digging gold out the ground. We talked about self-driving cars. I want to do something that's not so fun here. A California insurance agent sold a $1.2 million annuity to a man with dementia and also helped a relative of the man steal $700,000 in withdrawals, according to court documents. This is another...
There's two parties going to jail.
This is a horrible story, Gregory. They call him life agent. Is that a life agent? What does that even mean? Like life insurance? I don't know.
Where are you pulling this from? Because I'm like blind here. You're going to talk about a financial topic and not give me a heads up?
I don't have to give you heads up on half this financial stuff.
I know. You never give me heads up. So I'm messing with you today because I want to see this.
InsuranceNewsNet.com. InsuranceNewsNet.com. My magazine subscription expired for this one, so I just go to their website.
Oh, so you like reading Insurance News Net often?
Every month or whenever it comes out.
Yeah, I see it's charged with forgery in 1.2 million. Two charged with theft and forgery. There's two criminals.
And a lot of these, I say, well, what are some red flags that we could do to help this keep this from happening to me or someone I love or someone close to me? But in this one, this is a little tougher because you have if the guy's relative slash caretaker is in on it. I don't know. We'll have to talk about this when we get back from the break.
Yep.
Financial situations, bring them on. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
If I start adding new cards and dropping old cards, then I'm going to mess up my credit. What do you think?
If you cancel any credit cards that you currently have, you will lose. Let's say you had one for 10 years, 15 years. The second you cancel that card, you are going to lose all that history. We'll destroy your credit.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Hi, this is Dennis Asaf of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society announcing the final production of our 40th season. Alice in Wonderland, the ballet, plays May 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. And for you teachers, don't forget the Arts Adventure Series production of Alice in Wonderland playing Thursday morning, May the 17th at 9:45 a.m. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
If you've been listening to Winning at Life for a while now, you probably already know that estate planning is more than just a will. You may need a trust. You definitely need both of your powers of attorney. So what's your plan? Hi, I'm Wes Blanchard, an estate planning attorney of offices in Metairie. Listen, don't leave your loved ones in a bind. Call me and we'll make you a plan or update your existing plan. Find me at wjblanchardlaw.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
And we had this case actually in the office, and he's been buying company stock, and we had a discussion about should he sell some of that. And we look back to where he was started buying the stock, which is valued around $93 a share right now. He started acquiring it in the high 30s, low 40s. So what I pointed out is you don't necessarily want to sell all of that stock because you have an NUA opportunity, meaning he could go back and buy some, pay the taxes on some of that stock he acquired and convert it to after-tax dollars in that case and move it outside of his qualified plan
when he leaves his job.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
Ain't it fun?
Hey, it's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How you doing? I'm your co-host, James Parker. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, Hall of Fame financial advisor across the table. We love helping you out with your issues, 504-260-0995, or you can call us or text via the Winning It Live app. We're going to continue with the story about a man out in Cali that had early onset dementia and may have been bilked out of a little over $1 million, close to $2 million of his retirement assets. Not a fun story, but we'll see what we can learn out of this. First, let's talk to Dennis in New Orleans. You're on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. Dennis, how can we help you, sir?
I was just looking for some information because I'm eligible to start collecting Social Security. I'm still working, and I have no idea about tax liabilities and things like that. I know years ago you used to hear people say that, you know, you were penalized if you continue to work. And then I've heard, well, it's changed now that you're capable of, you know, working and not, I guess, being penalized. I'm just a little confused. Do you recommend, or can you give me any recommendations, actually? Help me out at all, because I am
not. We can give you guidance
now. And, you know, I just want to know what I'm looking, you know, what I'm going to be looking at.
How old are you, Dennis?
66.
66. You should be at full retirement age then at age 66, but you're still working.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know there's no negative effect? They're not going to withhold dollars because there is no earnings test when you make full retirement age. Now, you are going to be taxed likely depending upon your income because Social Security is going to be. Are you married or single?
I'm divorced.
Divorced. I need to actually look that number up. We had this discussion the other day, but there's a level of income where you'll be taxed at 50% on Social Security, meaning 50% of your Social Security is included in taxable income. Then there's a level where it's 85% inclusive in taxable income. So you're not getting off without it being taxed. And I know Roosevelt back in the day in the 30s when they started all this up said, you're not going to be taxed. Well, Congress in the 70s changed that. And then there was no repercussion. So they changed it again. That's why you have as much as 85% inclusive. So does that help you out?
Well, yeah, I guess. It just tells me that no matter what, I'm going to pay taxes. So your Social Security income, if you were retired and you weren't making any, if you weren't, you know, working any longer, you would still end up paying taxes on the Social Security that you would be receiving as an income?
Yeah, dependent upon typically what they're using to, let's see, I might have that here. Now, when you, here's the formula. They use half of your Social Security plus your taxable income and combine that to figure out if you've reached that taxable threshold and how much of your taxes or Social Security is going to be taxed from that. Now, you know, if you continue to defer, are you needing... Why are you wanting to turn? You're still working, so has your income dropped?
I did the math, and I'm figuring if I was to postpone it till I was 70, and I know what it goes up 8% a year, something like that, but it seemed like it would take me, after getting to age 70, if I don't take it now, it's almost like a 10 or 11 year period that you would... to make up that difference that you from not taking it. And I'm thinking, man, I'm 66. If I got 11 more years, that's great. You know, and whatever's after that, it's land yap. And I just don't, you know, I would rather take it, because, I mean, I think an average age of people dying is in the 70s. I mean, people live to 100, and some people die at 40. But if you look at the obituaries in that early 70, that's pretty much a... I don't know anything about the statistics about dying, but it seems to me like people I know, and just from, you know, living as long as I have, it seems like after the, you know, mid 70s, you're pretty well.
Well, that is something you have to decide. You're single as it goes, so it depends on your health and your need of income. You're not leaving a check behind for anybody else. If you defer, it's going to take some time to make it up. But here's where you are on taxes. If your income is more than $25,000 a year, but less than $34,000, half of your benefits will be taxed. When you go over the $34,000 threshold as a single person, 85% of those benefits are going to be taxed. So that's where it is. And remember, it's not just your income, but it's your income plus half of Social Security to come to that formula if you're going to be taxed by 50% or 85% in that case. Now, for the married couples listening out there, that is
between 32 and 40. I have that one on my screen.
Okay. Yeah, it's 32 and 44.
It was 50% of your benefits may be taxable. And if your combined income is more than $44,000, 85% of that will be taxable.
Yeah, so that's the two different scenarios. So it really depends upon your needs, and I don't think that's a bad decision, especially if you're looking at that. If you're considering your health, you're considering life expectancy, you've kind of worked out all the things there. And you're at FRA, and we do think that's the core point to wait, which in your case, still working, you did have to wait to there to avoid the income test, which they would take back some of that money if you made too much. Oh, by the way, the income test for earlier than or before FRA is $17,040 for this year. Does that help you out, Dennis?
Continue to work if I'm going to be paying even more taxes. So anyhow, well, I sure appreciate your help. And, you know, one of these days I'm going to make an appointment, get over there and see you. Thanks, awesome. Gregory.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. Thanks for listening, being a part of the Winning at Life Nation.
Yeah, come on by sometime, Dennis. So
good bit of information peeled out there. And he's not worried about leaving a bigger check behind. So it's probably the right time for him. It's going to be taxed.
The math is so
close
on that
cases one. We're being taxed on it. When you consider half of that, if you're working, receiving an income, some type of earned income, remember passive income doesn't count. Investment income doesn't count. Income from your rental properties doesn't count. That's passive income. It's basically W-2 wages is what's going to add into your AGI to figure out whether or not your Social Security is going to be taxable.
All right, back to this California situation. Man with some dementia had a $1.2 million.
Hold on, I'm going to back up. I was talking about taxable income, but I was talking about the penalized part. Passive income doesn't count towards that 1740 to where you would be penalized by given a dollar back for every two you earned over that amount. Passive income does not count there, but anything that adds to your adjusted gross income, any type of income is part of the taxable amount that counts with half of your Social Security to see if you're at the 50% or 85% threshold. Just wanted to clear that up.
Okay. So we'd like to talk about these stories where somebody gets scammed so we can learn from them and see what to do and what not to do. I don't know if there's a whole lot to learn from this one. Of course, a $1.2 million policy is a big fat red flag because they shouldn't be that big. But how do you watch out for that? This is the guy that has dementia. So you can't blame him for that. Here's where it gets even more nasty. The guy that was supposed to be taking care of him, his caretaker, is also a relative. And he impersonated the victim during telephone calls with the insurance company officials and forge the beneficiary signature on policy documents.
Look, this is any different. Attorney that's supposed to be taking clients assets under his watch. We've seen many stories of them stealing. Bankers, other professionals work with a fiduciary. They're supposed to be trained. Let's pick this up tomorrow too. There's more to this.
All right. Your home away from the show is winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app. Go over there and check out some of the basics and get your financial knowledge foundationed out, and contact Gregory Ricks at his day job. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited. Find show contact information and podcasts in the Winning at Life app.